Paul dojo pa awon atako te pe o ni agbara pupo.
They oppose his preaching.
Won tako iwaasu re.
These were highly educated people.
Awon yi je an to je pe won je ojogun.
Highly knowledgeable people.
Awon to ni imo pupo.
They were not small small people.
Won se yan.
People who are proud of their achievements.
People
who are proud of their knowledge. People who are proud of their arguments. They were too proud to acknowledge Christ in their lives. But what is worse? They disturb others. They prevented others from coming to Christ. They were challenging the apostleship of Paul. So Paul looked at them. And he saw that their oppositions were not ordinary. They may be opposing just by their knowledge. But Paul saw it as a design of Satan. It's my prayer that Satan will not use us as a stronghold. Because these were people who were ordinarily nice people, educated people, knowledgeable people. They too were preaching Christ, but they were just copying. But apart from all that, the wonderful thing was that they opposed Paul. With this knowledge they had. What are our own strongholds? They are obstacles to Christian growth. Those things that are stalling the general progress of the Church of God. They are seemingly superior arguments. They argue against Christianity. And sometimes in the church there are internal disturbances. There are confusion even in the church. And this can be stronghold in that church. There are some people God has given them mouths to sing the praise of God. Mouths to praise God. But when they open that mouth, they discourage other people from becoming Christians. They discourage other people from working for God. They discourage stable membership. Like those who oppose Paul. These are strongholds. There are forces of darkness within the church. Some outside the church. When we talk of those within the church, we are talking of pretenders. Pretenders. They come and join the children of God, and they are not part of the church of God. Remember that man who went to a wedding. Jesus was always telling stories. And he expected us to learn from the stories. And he told the story of a wedding party. Where people came to the wedding. And when the man who invited them looked up, he saw that there was somebody among them who was not doing what? He was not wearing the ashwedi, the garment. And so the owner of the house asked that person should be thrown out. And we see this garment was not wearing as garment of righteousness. Garment of peace. Garment of love. Garment of joyfulness. He was not wearing anything like that.
Ẹnipẹ́ kò wọ aṣọ
báyìí. He was sent out.
Torí ẹ̀, a gbèsò síta.
May we not be sent out among the children of God.
Màdà kò máa ṣe lè sá
aláwọ̀. For when we come to church on Sundays.
Mo wá sí ilé Ọlọ́run.
There are pretenders.
Àwọn ẹlẹ́tàn wà.
Those who do not really come to church.
Ajẹ́ bí mo kó wá sí ilé Ọlọ́run gan.
To discourage some people.
Wọ́n fẹ́ dààmú lọ́kàn lù mí.
But they have come to maybe just to see somebody.
Báwọn kan wàá wo ẹnìkan lásán.
Or maybe just to show presence.
Báwọn tún fẹ́ fi hàn pé mo wá o.
By the grace of God.
Nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
I will never go to any church just to show presence.
Èmi ò ní lọ sí ìjọ kan láti fi hàn pé mo wá.
May you never attend any church just to show presence.
Ìwọ náà ní fi jẹ́ pé wàá kàn fún
mi. But when we attend any church, we go there for the blessing of God.
Tọ́ba lọ sí Ọlọ́run kan, a lọ fún ìbùkún Ọlọ́run.
We go there to strengthen other brethren.
A lọ láti lọ gba àwọn òkú níyànjú.
To give them a better foothold.
Láti lè mú kí ẹsẹ̀ wọn kó múlẹ̀ dáadáa.
That is within the church.
Èyí láàrin ìjọ Ọlọ́run.
Now outside the church.
Lẹ́yìn òde ìjọ ńkọ́.
They declare total war on the church.
Àrùkọ máa ń gbógun ti ìjọ Ọlọ́run ni.
These are powers outside.
Àwọn yìí jẹ́ agbára tó wà lóde.
They declare total war on the church of God.
Wọ́n máa ń gbógun ti ìjọ Ọlọ́run
ni. And the church should see them as strongholds.
Ó yẹ kí ìjọ Ọlọ́run sì wọ́n gẹ́gẹ́ bíi gíga.
In all.
Mo gbogbo.
It is Satan that is raising up opposition to the gospel of Jesus.
Àrùkọ Sátánì ló jẹ́ pé ń gbé ìgbógun ti dìde.
He doesn't want the gospel of Jesus to take root in the heart of people.
Kò fẹ́ kẹ̀lé Kristi kò fẹ̀sẹ̀ múlẹ̀ ní ọkàn àwọn
ènìyàn. So he will raise up one problem or the other.
Bí àwọn kìsòkan àwọn ohun kò yọjú.
He will raise up opposition.
Má gbé àtakò dìde.
In the hearts of men.
Ní ọkàn àwọn ènìyàn.
And he will lead some people.
A tún wá darí àwọn kan.
To begin to believe that without Christ they are self-sufficient.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kò máa gbàgbọ́ wípé bí ò sí Kristi bẹ́ẹ̀ àwọn ò ní tó fúnra ara wọn.
Whereas without Christ nobody is sufficient.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ láì sí Kristi kò sẹ́ni tó tó fúnra ara rẹ̀.
But you see, Satan will lead some mind, somebody that should come to Christ, he will lead him to believe that without coming to Christ it's okay, after all you are well knowledgeable.
Ṣùgbọ́n Sátánì á kó sínú ọkàn ọ̀yìn báyìí pé láì sí Kristi kò tún ní ìmọ̀ ìwọ náà tó fúnra ara rẹ̀.
There are other strongholds.
Atúnà bí gbà mìíràn.
There are social customs.
Àwọn ni àṣà ti wá.
There are vested interests.
Ìfẹ́ tara ẹni.
Pride.
Ìgbéraga.
Prejudices.
Ẹlẹ́yàmẹ̀yà.
Occultic power.
Àti agbára òkùnkùn.
And we see power from forces of darkness.
Ṣọba agbára láti inú òkùnkùn wá.
They are strongholds.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ibi gíga.
And they hold us from doing what we should do.
Wọ́n máa ń jọba lọ́wọ́ láti ṣe pé yẹ ká ṣe.
They disturb us from doing what is right.
Wọ́n jọba láti ṣe pé kó tọ́.
But let's look at the kingdom power.
Nígbà jẹ́ ká wo agbára ti ìjọba.
The kingdom power is the effective weapons against strongholds.
Agbára ìjọba yóò náà ni ohun ẹ̀ tó jẹ́ pé ó gbóná jáko.
Let the father read verse 4.
Bá kọ́kọ́ bá ka ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin.
Yes. Thank you. And verse 5, amen. Thank you.
Ẹ ṣe.
Now we need to choose our weapons.
Ó wá yẹ ká yan àwọn ohun ìjà wa.
Whether they are God's weapon.
Bóyá ohun ìjà ti Ọlọ́run ni.
Or man's weapon.
Àbí ti ènìyàn.
Whether they are carnal weapon.
Bóyá ti ara ni.
Or spiritual weapon.
Àbí ti ènìyàn.
We must choose which weapon we want to use.
A gbọ́dọ̀ yan ìjà tó yẹ pé a bá fẹ́ lò.
Paul confronted proud and arrogant unbelievers.
Àìpé Paul ló dojú ìjà kọ àwọn agbéraga.
But the temptation that comes first.
Ṣùgbọ́n.
Is to respond with human method.
Mo ní pé kí wọ́n fẹ́ lo ọgbọ́n ti ènìyàn.
When we are confronted with, by strongholds of human beings.
Ìgbà tí àwọn èèyàn bá dojú kọ wá gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀tá.
We are tempted to use the same force against them.
Àwa náà fẹ́ nílò pé ká lo agbára kan náà pẹ̀lú wọn.
Somebody said, they asked somebody, why do you abuse that person? You are the president and you are abusing people.
Wọ́n bi ẹnìkan wípé ìwọ làárẹ̀ o tún wá ń bú yìí.
And he said, he abused me, I abused him back when I did not give my mouth to wash man.
Ni ó bú mi náà sì bú padà ìgbà tí mo lè fa alágbàfọ̀.
You see, we are tempted always to use the same force back.
A rí pé gbogbo a máa ń ìdánwò pé káwọn náà ló ra agbára kan náà padà.
And that is why when people are attacked by evil forces.
Torí ẹ̀ tí àwọn agbára kan bá dojú ìjà kọ ẹnìkan.
They say, Let's take for example a witch is worrying somebody.
Fún bí àpẹẹrẹ ká ní àjẹ́ǹde nìkan náà.
And he now goes to somebody who has the power of witchcraft to help him fight the witch.
Ó tún lọ bá ẹnìkan tó kún ní agbára àjẹ́ láti dojú ìjà kọ àjẹ́.
Surely these powers will go behind and laugh at him.
Tòótọ́ ni àwọn agbára wọ̀nyí wọ́n á lọ lẹ́yìn wọ́n á sì máa fi ṣe yẹ̀yẹ́.
They will ask how does he want us to fight ourselves.
Wọ́n á bá ti fẹ́ ká bára wa jà.
They will just collect his money.
Wọ́n á kàn gbowó ẹ̀ṣọ́.
We have that temptation.
Irú ìdánwò báyìí máa ń wá.
Somebody abuse us, we abuse back.
Ẹnìkan gbà wá náà gbó padà.
Somebody use any method to attack us, we use the same method back.
Ẹnìkan lọ gbọ́kàn láti fi dojú àgbà wá náà lọ gbọ́n
náà padà. But Paul did not do that.
Paul wá ṣe eléyìí.
Paul refused to do that.
Paul kọ̀ láti ṣe eléyìí.
For the cause of Christ.
Nítorí ti Kristi.
There is no carnal method that can work.
Kò sí ohun ìgbàlá àtúntẹ́ kó lè
fi ṣe. Never. Open your Bible to Isaiah 59.
Kí ni
o lè wá sí Isaiah? And look at verse 19. Isaiah 59:19. What does it say? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It says, when the enemy shall come like what? Like a flood.
Huh?
The spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
Ẹni Olúwa yóò gbé ọ̀pá-gbọ́ rẹ̀ sókè sí.
Fighting with the spirit of the Lord is our greatest insurance.
A rí pé jíjà pẹ̀lú agbára ti ẹ̀mí òun náà ni àbùtẹ́kù dájú jùlọ.
And so Paul would not fight with carnal forces.
Àwọn ẹgbẹ́ Paul ò ní jà pẹ̀lú ohun ìjà ti
àná. Even when carnal forces were facing him.
Bí àwọn ìjà ara bá ti dojú kọ.
So for the cause of Christ.
Nítorí ti Kristi.
We do not need carnal method.
Àná láti lo ọgbọ́n ti ènìyàn.
Because the enemy may come like a flood.
Torí pé ọ̀tálẹ̀ wáyé gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìkún omi.
But the Lord will raise his standard against him.
Ìwọ Olúwa yóò gbé ọ̀pá-gbọ̀n rẹ̀ sókè.
The work of the ministry is a spiritual warfare.
A rí pé iṣẹ́ ìrere yóò jẹ́ iṣẹ́ ti
ènìyàn.
Ẹnikẹ́ni.
Who is involved in work of the ministry?
Tó pàtó lọ́wọ́ sí iṣẹ́.
You are involved in a spiritual warfare.
O ti wà ní ìjà tẹ̀lé.
Anybody who stands for Christ.
Ẹni bá dúró fún Kristi.
You are involved in a spiritual warfare.
O ti wà ní ojú ìjà tẹ̀lé.
Because when you take sides with Christ.
O ti wà ní ẹgbẹ́ ti Kristi.
Satan will take sides against you.
Sátani alóbi sí ọ.
And so you are in a spiritual warfare.
O ti wà ní ojú ìjà tẹ̀lé.
You are fighting against spiritual enemies.
O ń ja ìjà tẹ̀lé.
And you are fighting for spiritual purposes.
O ti ń jà nítorí ohun ti ẹ̀mí.
Let me take it again. The work of the ministry.
Iṣẹ́ ìmúṣẹ́
yìí. Is a spiritual warfare.
Ó jẹ́ ìjà ti ẹ̀mí.
Against spiritual enemies.
Lòdì sí àwọn ọ̀tá ti
ẹ̀mí. And for spiritual purposes.
Àti fún ète ti
ẹ̀mí. So you must be prepared to use spiritual means.
O tún gbọ́dọ̀ palẹ̀ mọ́ láti lo ọ̀nà ti ẹ̀mí.
To destroy the power of evil.
Láti lè gbógun ti agbára
òkùnkùn. See, God's weapons are mighty.
A rí pé àwọn ìjà ti Ọlọ́run ó ní agbára
púpọ̀. Sometimes they may look feeble.
Ìgbà wọn lè ní nǹkan tẹ́ pé kò ní agbára.
And they are powerful.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ní agbára púpọ̀.
And they are effective.
Wọ́n sì ń ṣiṣẹ́.
They may look feeble.
Dàbí pé wọ́n ní agbára.
Like singing praises to fight
enemy. Bí ká máa kọrin ìrìn láti bọ́ ọ̀tá jà.
Like loving somebody who hates you.
Bí ká máa fẹ́ràn tẹ́ pé kò rà wa.
Like just having faith in the Lord when the enemy is putting together different things to fight you.
Bí kákan nígbàgbọ́ nínú Ọlọ́run kò tẹ́ kí ọ̀tá ń kó sínú nǹkan jọ láti dojú ìjà kan wá.
They may look effective.
Ó lè bẹ pé bóyá wọn ò lágbára.
And then they may look feeble.
Ó lè bẹ nǹkan tí ò lágbára.
But they are very effective.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n gbọ́nà jako.
Because all impeding work, all disturbing work will fall before the kingdom power.
Torí pé gbogbo agbára tó yẹ kí ó dúró dé òkè yóò máa wọlé
níwájú àgbọn.
Njẹ́ wa ni odi kan níwájú rẹ bí?
Impeding one.
Odi tó yẹ pé kòtẹ́kòtẹ́ síwájú.
Disturbing one.
Odi tó yẹ pé ń jẹ lọ́wọ́.
By the grace of God.
Pípọ̀ rẹ̀ fẹ́ ti Ọlọ́run.
They will fall.
Wọ́n á wó lulẹ̀.
I said they will fall.
Wọ́n ni wọ́n wó lulẹ̀.
They will fall.
Wọ́n á wó lulẹ̀.
Open to Joshua chapter 6.
Síbílẹ̀ ní Joshua orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀ ogun.
Joshua 6:20.
Joshua orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀ ogun. Ẹ̀ka bá wa kàn.
Man, so the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. Go on. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
They took the city.
Wọ́n gba ìlú yìí.
A fortified city.
Ìlú olódi.
A fortress. is stronghold. They went in and took the city. Just like a child's play. And the fact that God fought the battle for them, that reminds us of history. During the Great War, the French overrun their enemies. How did they do it? They did it by sustained artillery fire. They used that fire to break down all the obstructions of their enemy. And to break down the obstructions to our progress from our enemy. We could need sustained, continuous firepower of prayer. Prayer that is burning. Firepower of prayer. Kingdom power. That verse 5. Let somebody read it again. Verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10 5. Passing down all reasoning, every bad argument against God.
Is
the kingdom power is so divinely potent. These weapons are faith,
hope,
love, knowledge of the word of God, truth, wisdom, determined prayers, continuous prayer fire. They bring rebels to surrender. They bring our enemies to surrender. False apostles can only deceive some people. They can deceive those who have not submitted to Christ. You see, in some places, we Christians are confused. We think in our mind that we are devoted. We say that God is faithful. But yet, we are making some efforts. And they are vain efforts. We are not seeing results. We are losing precious time. We are losing precious lives. Then we ask why. Sometimes it is because of lack of artillery power of prevailing prayer. We must continue to pray.
And pray.
That we can pull down whatever stronghold is confronting us. We must weaken the enemy position. Like the French did. We must weaken the enemy position. The weapon of prayer. And I know you can do it. You can weaken the enemy position with the weapon of prayer. Just as you can do that. You see, when we preach the gospel, it is death to idolatry. When we preach the gospel, it is he must bow. If he's fighting you with his position, big position, before kingdom power, he must bow. If he's fighting with his knowledge, with the big books he has read, before kingdom power, he must bow. When we possess kingdom power, we pull down every stronghold. I beg you, do not try trust any other power.
Má ṣe gbẹ́kẹ̀lé agbára mìíràn.
Trust only in the kingdom power.
Gbẹ́kẹ̀lé agbára ìjọba ṣe.
The power of God Almighty.
Agbára Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
By the grace of God.
Nípòrí ọ̀fẹ́ ti
Ọlọ́run. Every stronghold.
Gbogbo bí gíga.
That stands against you.
Tẹ́kó lòdì sí
ọ. Every stronghold.
Gbogbo bí gíga.
That impedes your progress.
Kódúró lójú ọ̀nà lọ́pàá
jùlọ. Every stronghold.
Gbogbo bí gíga.
That is disturbing unto us.
Tí ó ń di wa lọ́wọ́.
They shall come down.
Wọ́n á wo owó
padà. In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Now let us write this take home down.
Jẹ́ ká kọ àmúṣe.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
There had always been strongholds before people of God.
Ó ti pẹ́ tí gíga ti ń wà níwájú àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
There had always been strongholds before people of God.
Ó ti pẹ́ tí gíga ti ń wà níwájú àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
Number two.
Ikeji.
Kingdom power is needed to pull down strongholds.
A nílò agbára ìjọba láti wo ibi gíga palẹ̀.
Kingdom power is needed to pull down strongholds.
A nílò agbára ìjọba láti wo ibi gíga palẹ̀.
And number three.
Kẹta.
All forms of strongholds will surrender to kingdom power.
Gbogbo ibi gíga ni yóò tẹríba fún agbára ìjọba.
All forms of stronghold will surrender to kingdom power.
Gbogbo ibi gíga ni yóò tẹríba fún agbára ìjọba.
We have written it, let us worship together.
Tá a bá ti kọ́ sílẹ̀, jẹ́ ká jọ jọ́sìn papọ̀.
There is power.
There is power. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood of Jesus.
No power will subdue us. No power will trample upon us. No power will trample upon our lives. Because we have kingdom power. Remove strongholds that are disturbing your progress. You want to move forward. But there are strongholds. Pray that these strongholds will be broken down. Pray. If there be any unseen strongholds, unknown strongholds that is disturbing you, that the Lord will remove them.
Ah.
stronghold in your life, if you recognize any stronghold, just pray about it. I want you to come forward. If you recognize any stronghold, I want you to come forward. Let us pray about this stronghold. Let us pull this stronghold down by the power of God. Let us pull this stronghold down by the might of God. Any stronghold in your life, any stronghold before you, let us pull them down. Let us pull them down. We must pull them down by the power of the Almighty God, not by human power, but by the power of God Almighty. All these strongholds must fall. Come before you, all strongholds that are debarring our progress, all strongholds that are disturbing us as Christians, all strongholds that stands on our way, whether they be physical, spiritual, even occultic, we pray in the name of Jesus they must come down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus they must come down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus they must come down.
Amen.
God grant freedom to your people.
Amen.
Freedom to all of us.
Amen.
Freedom to your people.
Amen.
Freedom to all of us.
Amen.
Every stronghold come down.
Amen.
Every stronghold fall down.
Amen.
Every stronghold fall down.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Go go ibi giga. Tonje idiwo. Ibaje ti agbara okuku. Ibaje to se ri. Awon mi o se ri. Awon mi se labe amo. Agbadura loruko Jesus kon ma wo.
Amen.
Oruko Jesu kan ma wo.
Amen.
Oruko Jesu kan ma wo.
Amen.
Gbogbo agbara idamu to le ma dide si awo omo yin. Agbadura gbogbo agbara idamu kan ma wo.
Amen.
Olorun kan ma wo.
Amen.
Alaanu kan ma wo.
Amen.
Awon agbara kagbara ti o je ka ni tesiwaju. Awon agbara kagbara to n di wa lowo. Gbogbo agbara to nkan je. Agbadura loruko Jesu kan ma wo.
Amen.
Ibaje agbara riri, ibaje agbara iri. Agbadura loruko Jesu kan ma wo.
Amen.
Ile oro yin so wi pe ni oruko Jesu gbogbo ikun ni owule.
Yes.
Nitori pe o ti ri be. Agbadura loruko Jesu kan ma wo.
Amen.
Olorun kan ma wo.
Amen.
Jesu kan ma wo.
Amen.
Ka ma gba ominira.
Amen.
Kan ma wo.
Amen.
Ka ma gba itusile. Kan ma wo.
Amen.
Ka wa ma tesiwaju. Ogo ni fun oruko mimo yin. Olorun ogo ni fun oruko mimo yin. Jesu ogo ni fun oruko mimo yin. Loruko Jesu Kristi Oluwa wa.